We praise you, Lord, and worship you. 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 We thank you for all you do. 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 And giving blessings to, and giving blessings to, and giving blessings to, we praise you and worship you. We praise you and worship you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Spirit of God is moving amongst us. As you praised him, he stopped the avenger. As you praised him, he released to you a special impartation of a treasure from heaven today. As you praised him, he moved all heaven and earth so that you would receive what you need. As you praised him, the Holy One smiled upon you and is showering you with his goodness and his presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. It's not presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, that he gives. He gives of himself. He is the greatest gift on earth. And we thank you, Lord God, for the birth of Jesus, the gift to the world from the Heavenly Father, that this Christmas season is the season that we remember and celebrate Jesus' birthday. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for you and me. The presence of God was our gift, with the C-E, not T-S. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of God. Thank you, Lord, for what Jesus did for you and me. Thank you, Lord, that anything that is the greatest treasure on earth is not comparable to you. You are the greatest treasure in all of time, in all the universe, and all that was, that is, and ever will be. We worship you. We worship and thank you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you and 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 worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Let's just wait upon the Lord in silence. He wants to speak to you today. He wants to share himself with you today. Let's listen to see what he would say to us today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The presence of God is so strong. You need something from the Lord, reach up. He's right there. I see angels of God, many, many angels of God, and they have come to where you are, and they are ministering to you, and they are taking what you have prayed out, and they are actively watching to perform it today as the Holy Spirit of God is brooding over each of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. All challenges are leaving. That's an A-L-L. I don't know why God's spelling today, but he's spelling A-L-L. What does that mean? All. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to check yourself. If you had a back challenge, you had a knee challenge, you had pain challenge, whatever it is, gone. Abnormal growth, tumor, cysts. Many of you are going to see it gone. Any negative diagnosis. Gone. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Hallelujah. Well, we're really focusing on Jesus. He is the reason for the Christmas season. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The compassion of God is just going forth today, seeing how much you love him and your diligence to seek him. And he does reward those that diligently seek him, and He's giving you rewards today because you've shown him how much you love him and not because what you want from him. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't seek the presence with the TS. You seek the presence with the CE. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what else the Holy Spirit wants to do, but we're just going to wait on him. He's still doing something marvelous, marvelous amongst us. Let's be patient and wait on the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your anointing, breaking every yoke of bondage. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I was going to pray this at the end, but he said the end will start as the beginning. So I'm going to pray this over you instead of doing it at the end. Hallelujah. If I can stop crying, the presence of God is so strong. They're happy tears, just to let you know. Sometimes guys go, why do girls cry all the time? Well, there's different reasons for crying, but today the presence of God is just so strong and so beautiful. I'm just so humbled, very humbled today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Very humbled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I praise you and I worship you and I adore you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord, for you are good. You're worthy and worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. Here we go. There's a prophetic word that the Lord gave me recently, and we've ministered it before, but I'm going to continually remind you, because it's being fulfilled, that God said this is a season for release and increase. The season of release and increase in the spirit realm means that God is releasing you from any past challenges, that you will not look at those things that are behind, that you will run towards the mark of your high calling, so that he could release the goodness of God to you the way that he wants to, without any hindrances, and increase you in every area of your life. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for cleansing us of all unrighteousness. And as I pray this prophetic blessing prayer, we thank you that the angels of God protect and make sure that these prayers are guarded and come to pass quickly. We thank you that they're hastened to perform it. Hallelujah. And that everything that we need in this church is taken care of. The properties, the departments, the workers, the resources, the sound equipment, the technology, and everything that needs to be done. This was a prayer that the Lord gave me this morning. He wants me to decree it over ABC Church, especially and specifically in a new way, that we also pray that the needs of this church and ministries will be met physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially, as we are unified and we bind up any kind of strife, we bind up any kind of division that cannot affect us in Jesus' name, because we declare that we are in unity, harmony, and in peace. We walk in God's fruit of the Holy Spirit, of God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, most of all humility, most of all humility. No pride is going to deter us, because we humble ourselves unto you, Lord, and that we allow you to give us that self-control over our flesh so that we could emulate the things of the Spirit. We pray today for a miraculous movement of God as the kingdom of God is established in ABC Church, in us, on us, and around us. We pray for the power of God and the glory of God to flow. We pray that the Holy Spirit has free reign to do whatever he wants to do with amazing, glorious waves of the anointing of God flooding every church member. Every place where every person is that's listening to this, and the word of God that's coming forth brings great revelation, illuminating our eyes, flooded with the light of the word of God, and the people, every one of the people, every one of us receive a fresh revelation from the Lord in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you and worship you, for Lord, you are imparting to us the peace of God to a greater degree. Anybody that had any anxiety, any panic, any worry, any concern, any frets, in Jesus' name, that is diminishing. God is removing that. Anybody needing the healing power of God for your heart, soul, mind, or body receives it now with that anointing of God that is saturating you right now, that's being imparted to you with the waves of glory. We thank you, God, for a tremendous ministry of people being set free right now, and people being drawn back to come back to ABC who shouldn't have left for whatever reason. The Spirit of God is bringing them from the north, the south, the east, and the west, because the devil tried to isolate them. The Spirit of God is bringing them back. The Lord of the harvest is bringing people who find ABC Church as an answer to their prayers. The Spirit of God is doing that right now. We thank you, Lord God, that as this church is operating in obedience to you and your will, that people will see that there are true Christians here who walk the walk, who have the faith, who extends the love of God to reach out to people and give to everyone the outpouring of the love of God, the kindness and hospitality. God is pouring upon everybody the garment of praise today, especially for those who have gone through any struggles or challenges or loss of any kind, pouring out unto these people who need the oil of joy. Release and increase, releasing everyone from their past. God is releasing everyone from past challenges, guilt, shame, condemnation, self-condemnation, memories, insecurities, unworthiness, anything connected to the past that was negative. And now, you're able to receive God's release in a greater manner, being bestowed upon you. God's increase is flowing to each person right now, each ABCer, an increase in a great anointing, greater anointing, increase in a deeper breaking of yokes of bondage, increase of your understanding, increase of your comprehension of God's word, increase of your trust in your pastor and leaders and in God himself, increase in the unity and bond with each other as a family of God, increase in your friendships, increase in the way you communicate without offense, with no offense. There's an increase in camaraderie, increase in knowing your purpose, increase in knowing your vision, increase to be able to express your needs, increase of the fulfillment of everything you desire for your life, increase in your heartthrob for God, your passion for God, because there is no more brokenheartedness, no more discouragement, no more self-guessing, no more hopelessness, no more challenges, because your hearts are receiving the full breadth and depth and height and love of God in every way, shape, and form. And there is nothing that will separate you from the love of God in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for doing something special in every ABC-er's life today. We have glad expectation of it. We receive everything you want for us today. Thank you, Lord God, that we hear your word, we hear your voice, you speak to us, you minister to us exactly what we need from the treasure from heaven. And that treasure is whatever our hearts desired and needed, and even that which we didn't know that we needed, you are bestowing upon us now. Thank you, Lord, for your release and your increase upon each of us right now. You know what each person needs. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know how much more I can give you. I think this should be the end of the service. So. But I will share some of the message God gave me for you. As we see how Jesus is the real reason for the Christmas season, we're not going to allow any worldliness to distract us from enjoying the benefits of celebrating the birth of our Lord, especially when he pours out upon us his presence. As we guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Sometimes our heart needs to be protected from the world and the inundation of the things that we see, we hear, we experience when we're out there, and we're learning not to let that offend us. We're learning not to let anything distract us. We're learning not to let anything woo us away from our time with God and the quality of our relationship with him. That we're not too hurried to spend time with him. That we get things done, but we need to seek him first, his kingdom first. Then he will give us everything that we need. He will add everything unto us that's needed when we focus on him as our priority. We have to learn to guard our hearts in the way that we see ourselves. That sometimes we don't see ourselves doing bigger things for God because we think that someone else more competent should do it. But if he's calling you, then he's equipping you, teaching you, and wants to use you, because only you can make a difference in someone's life that he's sending you to. He's sending you this season as a gift to them, so that you will be a light to the world to them. That is the Christmas gift he wants you to have, to be the gift to someone else, to share your love of God with them, to share your experience of the good news of the gospel, someone to speak into their life. That's you. And a lot of you are having a vision flash of someone's name or someone's face is coming to your mind, many of you, because that's who the Holy Spirit's talking about. Because you are a blessing sent by God to touch them, just to befriend them, just love on them. You don't have to have the perfect thing to say. You just have to be there. Let them know you are there for them and support them. Be a positive encouragement to them. Any of you that have any brokenness in your heart, God's healing that. He's shedding more of his love into your heart and strengthening you by his spirit in your inner man as Christ, Jesus Christ, dwells in your heart. He just demonstrated that to you, and you could still feel his awesome presence, the warmth that just enveloped you. That's God. God is softening your heart, any part of our heart that had any stoniness in it, with his compassion and mercy, so that our hearts could be more compassionate and merciful to see all others with the glory of our King, even the people that seem unlovable. Because God wants us to pray for everyone so that none of them would perish. Christmas is about sharing your heart and God's love as the best gift. And he gave us Jesus as his son to redeem us because of how much he loves the world. He gave his only begotten son to be the sacrificial lamb. And now let our heart teach our mouth. Let us speak out the word of God and share with others who is our Redeemer. They need him more than ever, even though some of them may not realize it. Let's declare out of the abundant goodness of our hearts through our mouths. It'll come out as we have fed on the Word of God, studied the Word of God, listened to the Word of God. Now just let that come forth. Just be good news for someone. Determine in your heart to speak only that which you hear your Heavenly Father speak. Lord, thank you for putting a watch over our tongue to prevent us from sinning against you, and so that we would share things that are gracious to the hearers. Lord God, I pray for every ABCer to be more of an encourager. Some of you are such wonderful encouragers. I get some beautiful texts from people asking how Pastor James and I are doing and just saying we want to bless you. We've been praying for you. It's so wonderful to hear, because we give to others. It's nice when we receive that blessing from someone else. Thank you for being so wonderful and caring about us. We're a family here. We care for you, and it's so wonderful to see how much you care for us too, and you encourage us. Your comments, your compliments, they make it all worthwhile to know that we are able to bless people. Most ABC pastors and leaders, we work a lot of hours. We do a lot. Sometimes we get no sleep, sometimes 45 minutes of sleep, sometimes a few hours and catch up, and we have so much to do. But you know, we're there for each and every person. God's always so gracious to help us catch up on sleep, or you know, get some rest time or Sabbath time. And You're there to help each other. Anyone who's been feeling stagnated or needs to get out of a slump, God's giving you a renewed fire today to move forward. No more. That's it. Done. Today, you can move forward. God's releasing a greater degree of divine wisdom for everyone, especially those going through hard things right now. God is helping everyone go through whatever you're going through to remind us of His hope and gives us restoration, vitality, energy, and zeal, ardent zeal and intense effort as we seek God like that. Praise you, Jesus. Wow. God just wants to remind us that what you're going through is just another opportunity of a new praise report. That what He's done before, He'll do it again. El Shaddai is providing for us every single thing that we need. Everything, even if it seems impossible. But all things are possible to you because you believe. God is opening up doors that no man, nobody can close. How great is God's power that's inside of you to help you and be used to minister to others? That power inside of you is so that you could bless others as well. Today, He put on the garment of praise on us. Even though you have no challenges, He still wanted us just to praise Him because He loves receiving it. And we love giving it. But some who may have gotten depressed or discouraged or have grief, you know, in the last year, there were 30 people we knew that were promoted to heaven. They were all Christians. And 1 month, three of our family members, three funerals or memorial services or celebrations of life in 1 week. We didn't get depressed. We rejoiced that we would see them again in heaven. God has changed our perspective. But we have to guard our hearts so we don't get into depression challenge. Pull ourselves out and remember, all of our loved ones want us to run our race and finish well. Let's not disappoint them. You are never alone and God is always with you. And many of you sensed His presence this morning, reminding you that He's there. So if you've had any challenges, shrug off that negativity. Like when you take off an old coat, just like take it off. Put on the garment of praise. I choose in my mind. I choose to put on godliness. I'm not going to let that get me down. Hallelujah. Praise will take care of it. Even when I don't feel like praising, I praise Him anyway, and it takes care of it. Just like King Jehoshaphat and his praisers shouted, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever." Let's do that 10 times together. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. 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 One more. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, clapping is also a weapon of warfare. It comes against the enemy and it breaks the enemy's bond in Jesus' name. And you'll say, oh, Pastor Karen, you praise the Lord a lot. Yep, I do. Because I want that enemy stopped all the time that he tries to do something. And when we do it together, it's exponentially more powerful, because if one believer can cause 1,000 of the enemy to flee and 2 10,000, wow, there's so many more of us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for stopping the Avenger and all our enemies today through our praise, and stopping all challenges and problems and potential challenges, and that you have us ambush any ambushes so that the enemy cannot make us be tripped up and detoured or delayed in any way, shape, or form. Thank you, Lord God, that you bring the victory and the abundance with it, because after you stop the enemy, you give us back what was stolen and the spoils in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. Here's some praise report topics. Wow, a lot of family members are reconciled over Thanksgiving, just as God prophesied, and you're going to see much more during Christmas season. There have been miraculous healings, that's been an ABC church and 633, and a 633er got out of her wheelchair and walked without needing it, or a walker in Jesus' name, and people are overcoming grief. People are dealing with toxic relationships and getting the victory. And people are receiving more patience when interceding for loved ones. And God is turning things around, that what the devil meant for bad, he has been turning around for good. Wow. It's been amazing. And God wants you to see that in your life too. You will be seeing it. If you haven't been seeing it, have that glad expectation. Believe it. Receive it. Believe it. Receive it. God's release and increase. This prophetic word has been fulfilled, and it's continuing to be fulfilled. Philippians 3:13-14 says, in the CEV version, my friends, I don't feel I have already arrived, but I forget what is behind. What's Paul saying? Paul isn't saying it's a suggestion. Paul is telling you the key. He's telling you the recipe. If you want to move forward and attain the goals and victories you need, then you need to guard your heart and forget the stuff behind that's trying to tug on your heart, because everything of the devil is messed up with the past. Cut it. Release it. Delete it. Let it be gone once and for all, and never think about it again. And I struggle for what is ahead. May be challenging. It may be challenging, but God is with us, and our future is better than our past, because God is with us. I run. He didn't say limp toward the goal. He didn't say be tired and fatigued, and doesn't matter how much sleep Pastor James and I get or not get. We just pray, like we learned here at ABC, that it would be as if 8 hours of sleep or no sleep at all. We have the spirit of power and might upon us. I run towards the goal so I can win the prize of being called to where? Heaven! That should put a smile on your face. That should make you rejoice to think about heaven. And your goal is that you're going to be there in Jesus' name. And that should make everything okay and motivate you and inspire you to keep on keeping on fighting the good fight of faith. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done for us means that you have been given. Oh, you have been given redemption. You've received it. And if you haven't become a Christian yet, it's a free gift. All you have to do is receive it. Say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent for my sin. Lord, come into my life as my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. I renounce the devil in Jesus' name. I want to serve you as my King, my Redeemer, my Lord, my Savior. Heavenly Father, I want to serve you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling me with your power, filling me with your gifts, giving me everything that God promises. See how easy that is to share with everybody that you meet, anybody you meet, anyone that God sends you to. It's good news. Philippians 3:20 in the New King James Version says, for our citizenship is in heaven. It's not on earth. We've got to wrap our minds around that. We have a higher calling from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our boss, our CEO, the leader of the body of Christ, our Redeemer, our King, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. But your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a spirit that resides in that body temporarily, and we have the dunamis dynamite resurrection lightning power of God, greater than any lightning storm, greater than any power in the universe inside of us. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So demons, devils, and evil spirits should flee from you when you walk into a place. Diseases, infirmities, contagiousness should run from you. Why are you afraid of them? Utilize the power of who you are. As an ambassador of Christ Jesus, guard your heart so that you don't look at yourself as a grasshopper. See yourself as a giant slayer and that the enemy is afraid of you. See the truth and the truth will set you free. Psalms 115:14-18, New King James Version says, may the Lord give you increase. More and more, I decree that over every ABCer and you and your children and children's children and loved ones, may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. And I thank you, Lord God, that we take dominion and authority. Every ABCer has dominion and authority on the earth, under the earth, over the earth, and the heavens. Why? Because we are co-heirs with Christ Jesus, guarding our hearts to know who we are, what our purpose is, to spread the gospel and to be that Jesus image and example to those that don't know him, so that they would want to know him because of the goodness we show to each and every person, that they would want the same for their lives. And I thank you, Lord God. And in closing, I'm going to pray for every single person right now. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we guard our hearts in Jesus' name, that we guard from the negative image that the devil had put in anybody's mind. And we see truly once and for all in a greater degree the greatness of God inside of us. And he wants us to do great exploits for him that only we can do, that only each one of us is chosen with a special calling to do, and that God knows you can do it, that God believes in you. And I thank you, Lord God, that Pastor James and I also believe in each one of you, and that you arise to the level of calling that God has called you to be, out of darkness into the light, using you as a powerful, righteous one of God, who the enemy fears because you are full of God's faith and you are fearless. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us to be the remnant, part of the remnant on this earth, and that we are preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ. We expect to live and not die. We expect to be part of the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. We expect that our covenant with God, the new and everlasting covenant, is eternal. And we utilize all the promises, all the benefits, and all the power so that Jesus would be glorified through us. And as we are that God example to others, that this Christmas we give ourselves as gifts to people to share the good news and bring the presence of God to them, the presence of God to them as their Christmas gift. And if they're Christians, then they will receive a greater presence of his anointing, of his love, of all the blessings they need. And each one of us will be used as vessels of honor, ready for our master to use, and to celebrate the birth of Jesus in this way, that giving ourselves to the world like God gave Jesus to the world, so that we could make disciples of those that are ready, as the Lord of the harvest is bringing them in, and the prodigals coming back home, and helping the Christians that have been challenged to become overcomers in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for this Christmas season and helping us to guard our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you, my beautiful bride. Fantastic. You got right to the point. Don't beat around the bush on that one. Huh? All right, let's do our communion now. My goodness gracious. Praise God. So either confess your sins or follow me. In other words, sins prayer, if you will, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So in 1 Corinthians 11:24, is when he had given thanks, he broke and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance." Repeat this prayer after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As we come to your table.
As we come to your table.
We remember the sacrifice of your Son.
We remember the sacrifice of your Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We thank you.
We thank you.
For your body.
For your body.
That was broken for us.
That was broken for us.
And thank you.
And thank you.
For drawing closer to us, drawing closer to you.
For drawing closer to us as we draw closer to you.
And closer to one another.
And closer to one another.
In this church.
In this church.
I now take your body.
I now take your body.
And in doing so.
And in doing so.
I agree and receive.
I agree and receive.
All of God's blessings and promises.
All of God's blessings and promises.
For at ABC Church.
For at ABC Church.
For a new.
For a new.
Spiritual season.
Spiritual season.
Has just begun.
Has just begun.
For each of us.
For each of us.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
We expect new beginnings.
We expect new beginnings.
Of God's goodness.
Of God's goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take care of the body, please. And according to 1 Corinthians 11:25-26, so when supper was ended, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in your blood. As often as we drink it, we will call the Lord God affectionately into remembrance. For every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death till he comes again." Now please repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
For the blood of Jesus.
For the blood of Jesus.
That was payment.
That was payment.
For our redemption.
For our redemption.
We partake of your blood.
We partake of your blood.
Of the new and everlasting covenant.
Of the new and everlasting covenant.
For this is the covenant.
For this is the covenant.
That we have made with you.
That we have made with you.
For eternal salvation.
For eternal salvation.
Because Jesus.
Because Jesus.
The Son.
The Son.
Has made us free.
Has made us free.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
That the blood of Jesus.
That the blood of Jesus.
Is powerful.
Is powerful.
And his blood.
And his blood.
And DNA.
And DNA.
Are in us.
Are in us.
As we are born again.
As we are born again.
And filled with the Holy Spirit.
And filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Partake and drink this cup in remembrance of Jesus now.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise God. Whew.